Disney's Jimmy Kimmel Live producers fantasize about UnitedHealthcare CEO murder suspect, "I'm about to be a jailhouse bride." By Alana Mastrangelo on December 11, 2024. ABC's late-night host Jimmy Kimmel describes how his staff and producers are in love with Luigi Mangione, the suspect in last week's killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. "I would visit him in prison, and bake him cookies. Perhaps more," one person said, while another commented, "I'm about to be a jailhouse bride. So many women and so many men are going nuts over how good-looking this killer is. And there's a huge wave of horny washing over us right now," Kimmel said during a recent episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live. "Our staff today, I have never experienced anything like this. These are screen grabs of actual exchanges between our members of staff and their friends, relatives, whatever. I've changed the names to protect the guilty," Kimmel added before sharing screenshots of alleged texts on staffers' phones. One text showed someone asking a friend, "Do you guys think the UnitedHealthcare CEO killer is hot?" To which they received a reply reading, "Yes. I love Luigi. I think he's gay, though. Watch below." Kimmel then showed another text exchange between two Jimmy Kimmel Live producers. The first producer commented, "My TikTok is flooded," adding, "Everyone is obsessed. People are saying a New York jury has the power to find him innocent, because we all love him." "I'm not mad at him," the second producer replied. In a third text exchange, a staffer received a message from her mother, stating, "Am I the only person wondering that if the gunman had tweezed and reshaped his eyebrows he would have never been caught?" To which the staffer replied, "Haha, good point, his eyebrows are very defined. Please tell me you're as obsessed as I am with this handsome CEO killer," the mother added, to which the staffer replied, "Yes. So many questions. Like, can I fix you?" the mother texted. Another text exchanged showed someone messaging their friend, "I need him so bad. No, like, so bad. So bad," to which the friend responded, "Okay. So I would visit him in prison, and bake him cookies maybe. Perhaps more, but I haven't thought that far ahead." In another text exchange, a staffer wrote to their husband, "Did you see the assassin?" To which the husband replied, "Yes, I'm so upset. Like, excuse me lol," the staffer replied, sharing a shirtless photo of Mangione in the text exchange. The husband then replied, "I'm about to be a jailhouse bride, because damn shorty is fooing. I'm dead. Or willing to be." Another text from a woman in the show's segment department wrote to a friend that she is texting all my friends in New York that I hope they get called to jury duty. To which the friend responded, "God, I want to do jury duty so bad." "Well, at least it's stirring up a passion for civic duty, I guess," Kimmel said. "What is going on? There are dozens of products for sale on Etsy with his face on them. There are look-alike contests. There's Luigi Mangione crypto. People are making fan cams," Kimmel added, explaining that fan cams are tribute montages. The late-night host then bizarrely said he felt good seeing the country obsessing over a cold-blooded murderer rather than talking about the 2024 election results. "It does feel kind of good. We're moving away from non-stop election coverage and back to drooling over a cold-blooded murderer's eyebrows and abs," Kimmel said. "I think that might be progress, maybe not. I don't know." As Breitbart News reported, Mangione was charged Monday night with murder, carrying a gun without a license, forgery, falsely identifying himself to authorities, and possessing instruments of crime. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.